This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
My brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chosen the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be the greatest prophet and messenger out of all prophets and messengers, to be the greatest human being that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had ever created. Allah sent over 100,000 prophets and messengers, and Allah chose them to be the greatest people out of all people. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chosen the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be the greatest prophet and messenger out of all prophets and messengers. So much so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Holy Quran that if Muhammad ever emerges, if the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam ever emerges to any of the prophets and messengers, if the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ever appears in any given time, during any time of any prophet and messenger, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taken from them the undertaking from the prophets and messengers that if Muhammad ever appears during your time, you'll follow him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam appears during any time, if Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam emerges during any time of any prophet, of any messenger, then it's the responsibility of the prophet and messenger to follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's how noble your beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is. That's how honorable your beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is. That's how great your beloved Prophet and messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is. If the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to come out or emerge or appear during any time of any prophet, any messenger, then it's the responsibility of this prophet and messenger to follow the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You are the follower of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam is the last prophet and messenger that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent. No prophet, no messenger will emerge after the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No prophet or messenger will come after the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that's part of our core aqeedah and belief. Muhammad khatamul anbiya. Muhammad is the seal of all prophets and messengers. And for that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had chosen the sacred book that Allah azza wa jalla had revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be the greatest book given to the greatest prophet and messenger. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent prophets and messengers before the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam. They are the greatest people to ever tread this earth. But the greatest one amongst them all is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed a number of sacred books, a number of holy books, a number of great books that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed to prophets and messengers. Whether it is the Suhaf, the scrolls to Ibrahim alayhi salam, the Torah to Musa alayhi salam, the Zabur palms to Dawood alayhi salam, or the Injil, the Bible to Isa alayhi salam. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Quran al-Kareem to the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam, and the Quran al-Kareem is the greatest book that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed to any prophet and messenger. And it is the last book that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed. No more sacred books after the Quran, no more prophets and messengers after Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that's why the prophecy of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is encompassing. Part of that prophecy, the all prophets and messengers before the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wa sallam were sent to specific nations, people, tribes, states, except the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent to the entire mankind. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Oh Muhammad, we sent you a mercy to the entire mankind. And not only during his time, but till the day of judgment. That's your beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Quran al-Kareem is encompassing too. Very inclusive. What you find in Torah, Al-Zabur, Al-Injil, and the rest of the other sacred books, it's all in the Quran al-Kareem. For that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had promised. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had promised preservation of the Quran al-Kareem, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna nahnu nazzalna al-dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun. We are the ones that had revealed al-dhikr. Al-dhikr is the remembrance. And that's another word that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the Quran al-Kareem. Inna Quran. So another name for the Quran al-Kareem is al-dhikr, the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-kitab, the book. Al-furqan, the distinguisher between truth and falsehood. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna nahnu nazzalna al-dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun. Pay attention to what your Lord is saying. We are the ones. Allah is the one. We are the ones that revealed the Quran al-Kareem. And we are the ones that will protect the Quran al-Kareem. So the Quran al-Kareem is protected. The Quran al-Kareem is preserved. By whom? By Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before anyone else. The Quran al-Kareem is protected, the Quran al-Kareem is preserved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah azza wa jal is the one that had committed himself and made that promise that will protect the Quran al-Kareem. No changes will ever occur in the Quran al-Kareem like the previous books before the Quran al-Kareem. No distortion will ever take place in the Quran al-Kareem like previous books like the Torah or the Injil or the Zabur. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam says Allah had revealed 104 sacred books. Where are they? And if you do find any of them, are they the accurate ones? No, absolutely no. Whether it's the Torah, the Old Testament, whether it's the Bible, the Injil, they've been distorted. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even makes mention of that in the Quran al-Kareem from the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But the Quran al-Kareem is preserved. From the time it was revealed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam till this day, to the day of judgment, the Quran al-Kareem is preserved. لا يأتيه الباطل من بين يديه ولا من خلفه تنزيل من عزيز حكيم. No distortion will ever occur in the Quran al-Kareem. No changes will ever occur in the Quran al-Kareem. No alteration will ever occur in the Quran al-Kareem. Why? Is it because of you? No. Not because of you. Not because of me. Not because of anyone else. Because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the one that had promised that will preserve the Quran al-Kareem. So no matter what people try and do, plan, plot, conspire in changing the Quran al-Kareem, in altering the Quran al-Kareem, in distorting the Quran al-Kareem, this will never ever happen. Even if the 1.7 billion Muslims who are standing on the face of this earth right now cooperate in distorting the Quran al-Kareem, that will never happen. The Quran al-Kareem will never change. The Quran al-Kareem will never be distorted. The Quran al-Kareem will never ever have any distortion or change in it. لا يأتي الباطل من بين يديه ولا من خلفه. Allah made that very clear. Not if non-Muslims, even if the Muslims themselves, if all the Muslims standing on the face of this earth right now agree to make a change in the Quran al-Kareem, it's not going to happen. You are defying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are trying to challenge Allah azza wa jal. And that's why, my brothers in Islam, one of the things that we've been talking about in the last few Fridays and the last few weeks is this thing that people are talking about. This push that's been pushed on us as Muslims, whether internally or externally, that Islam must be reformed. Islam must be reformed. Which means Islam is not compatible with our day and age. Islam is not compatible with this society, and therefore Islam needs to change. Change what? Change what? I just said, let's say the entire Muslim world right now agreed to make some changes in the Quran al-Kareem, they will not even succeed, let alone from non-Muslims or external parties who will try and make some changes in the Quran al-Kareem. Reform what? Reform what? These are the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Muhammad doesn't even have a say in the words of Allah azza wa jal. Muhammad, the highest authority in Islam, Muhammad, the greatest prophet and messenger of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the greatest human being to walk on the face of this earth, Muhammad, the first man to enter the Jannah, Muhammad, the most righteous man to ever emerge, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he has no authority to make a change in the Quran al-Kareem. And that's Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْنُ يُحَىٰ. Muhammad doesn't say anything from his own. Allah says that in the Quran al-Kareem. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam doesn't say anything from his own. It is only a revelation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals to him, for him sallallahu alayhi wasallam to convey it to his followers. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Not you and I. Not this imam and that imam. Not this sheikh and that sheikh. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the messenger of Allah, the greatest and the highest authority of Islam, the greatest prophet and messenger, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it very clear, he has no right to say anything from his own. Muhammad doesn't make up anything from his own. To the extent, my brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions verses in the Quran al-Kareem which are so harsh on the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Harsh on the Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam. And who's Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam? He's the one that's receiving the revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and then conveying it to you. So he's the messenger of Allah. Message comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to him. His responsibility is for him to pass on that message to you. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say about the Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam? And listen carefully. وَلَوْ تَقَوَّلَ عَلَيْنَا بَعْضَ الْأَقَاوِيلِ لَأَخَذْنَا مِنْهُ بِالْيَمِينِ ثُمَّ لَقَطَعْنَا مِنْهُ الْوَتِينِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, وَلَوْ تَقَوَّلَ عَلَيْنَا بَعْضَ الْأَقَاوِيلِ. If Muhammad, look what Allah is saying, and keep in mind, who's the one that's going to mention this to you? Who's the one that's passing these verses to you? Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So Allah azza wa jal is revealing this verse to Muhammad, in which Allah is talking about Muhammad, and Muhammad is responsible in conveying that message to you. That's harsh. I have to say, it's harsh. Where Allah says, if Muhammad makes up anything from his own, if Muhammad fabricates anything from his own, if Muhammad adds anything in the Quran al-Kareem from his own, la khadna minhu bil yameen, will destroy him on the spot. Allahu Akbar. Imagine. I'll give you a letter, go and pass it on to this guy, and he go up to him and say, well, you know what, the Sheikh Shadi gave me this letter and he threatened me, if I'm going to make anything or make up anything, I'm going to say anything, he's going to kill me. That's very harsh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that in the Quran al-Kareem about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. If Muhammad makes up anything from his own, if Muhammad adds anything in the Quran al-Kareem or removes anything from the Quran al-Kareem or makes up anything from in the Quran al-Kareem or fabricates anything in the Quran al-Kareem, we will destroy him on the spot. Allahu Akbar. Can you tell me, does it make sense that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam made up the Quran al-Kareem and then he speaks about himself like that? Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam doesn't have a say in the revelation of the Quran al-Kareem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made that very clear. So who am I? Who are you? Who are we for us to make up anything? Or say Islam needs to be reformed, or the Quran al-Kareem needs to be altered, or the Quran al-Kareem needs to be changed. Allah did not even give that to his beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And who am I? And who are you to come and correct Allah now? Correct Allah. When you say Islam needs to be reformed, it means the Quran al-Kareem needs to be reformed. And what's the Quran al-Kareem? The words of Allah. What's the Quran al-Kareem? The commands of Allah. So when you come up to me and tell me, you know what, we need to reform Islam, you are saying to me in one way or another that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not getting it right now, so we need to correct it. So let's go and correct Allah. So we're going to know better than Allah azza wa jal now. You and I, the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're going to get it right. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala got it wrong. You and I have a better understanding what's happening right now, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't have that understanding. Wal'iyadu billah. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. What are you talking about? When you tell me that the Quran al-Kareem needs to be reformed, you are telling me one way or another Allah needs to correct himself. Wal'iyadu billah. You are trying to tell me that Allah azza wa jalla didn't get it right. And we, the bunch of human beings that Allah created us, and Allah Azza is the one that gave us the intellect, we're going to get it right. Can you please wake up to yourself? So the whole theory of the reformation of Islam is rejected. It's It's not acceptable. It doesn't fit in. It's like you're saying to me, have a day without a sun. It just doesn't make sense. Turn on the light, but make sure it's dark. It does not make sense. Islam doesn't need to be reformed. Islam doesn't need to be reformed. Islam is a perfect religion. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran al-Kareem, اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed one of the final verses upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Before the death of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam, in which Allah says to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم, today is the day I complete my religion upon you. So Islam is complete. And it's completed not by Muhammad, not by the Sahaba, not by you and I. It is being completed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there's no room for you to come and add or make any amendments. اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم. Islam is a complete religion. Complete religion during the time of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Complete religion after the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Complete religion for you and I in this time, in this age. Complete religion in the 21st century, complete religion in the 30th century, complete religion after 1,000 years. Complete. Islam is a complete, and not only complete, perfect religion. For every time, for every era, for every event, at any place. In the East, in the West. Western countries, Eastern countries. Islam is a perfect religion that's compatible with every time, every place, every era, every event, every nation, every single thing. It's the deen of Allah. Inna deena inda Allah al-Islam. The early deen to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Islam. وَمَنْ يَبْتَغَ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ. And whoever wants to take any religion besides Islam as a religion, Allah will not accept from him. Allah will not accept from him. Just because you and I might change a little bit, our mindset might change, our environment might change, it doesn't mean that we are right, and it doesn't mean that Islam is not compatible with it. And it doesn't mean that Islam got it wrong. It doesn't mean Islam got it wrong. You are the one that's getting it wrong, not Islam. It doesn't mean the Quran al-Kareem got it wrong. It's either you got it wrong or your interpretation of the Quran al-Kareem. You got it wrong. The interpretation of the Quran al-Kareem. What do I mean by that? Some of the verses that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran al-Kareem. In the past 300-400 years, maybe 1,000 years after the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, some of the scholars used to interpret some things in the Quran al-Kareem. It's the interpretation of the scholars that was wrong. But then later on, especially with the development and the advancement of society and advancement of technology, people had realized, no, the interpretation of the scholars in the past was such, and that's wrong. But right now, because of the advancement of societies and the advancement of technology, the interpretation of is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, no problems. Your interpretation, the interpretation of the scholars of the past was wrong. Now, maybe your interpretation is correct, but the Quran al-Kareem is never wrong. Your understanding of the Quran al-Kareem can be right or wrong, but the Quran al-Kareem is never wrong. Your perception of the Quran al-Kareem can be wrong, but the Quran al-Kareem is never wrong. Like, you've got some of those extremists that we pay the price of. We are the ones who pay the price. Some Muslims who want to interpret the Quran al-Kareem according to their mindset. Thugs who came off the street, they want to interpret the Quran al-Kareem. They want to retaliate. They want to hold the entire world responsible for their past. So they start interpreting the Quran al-Kareem. That's their interpretation. That's not the Quran al-Kareem. That's their interpretation. You can interpret whatever you want. You could say it's a good day, it's a bad day. But at the end of the day, the Quran al-Kareem is correct and accurate. لا يأتيه الباطل بين يديه ولا من خلفه. No distortion, no alteration, no changes, no amendments, no corruption will have any way in the Quran al-Kareem or penetrate the Quran al-Kareem, because it's a book of Allah, protected by Allah, revealed to the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ikhwani fi Allah, my brothers in Islam, the reason that I'm talking about this khutbah, the reason I'm talking about this topic, And I've been repeating this topic in different venues and different places, is because I could see the danger that our community is coming to. I'm not worried about you, I'm worried about your children. I'm not worried about this generation, but I'm worried about the next generation and generation after that. Because these are the corrupt thoughts that's penetrating our community. That Islam needs to be reformed. Islam needs to be reformed. What does it mean need to be reformed? You could look at it from a positive way, yes. And I could say, yes, Muslims need to reform themselves. Muslims, not Islam. And we need to reform ourselves in accordance to the Quran and Sunnah. We need to reform ourselves. And that's why we are paying a hefty price, because we are away from the Quran and Sunnah. So we need to reform ourselves. I need reformation, you need reformation. In accordance to the way of Allah and His Messenger. In accordance to the Quran Kareem. But to come and say that the Quran Kareem, the Sharia, the Sunnah, the teachings of Islam, that needs to be reformed, that's a very dangerous analogy here. That's a very dangerous ideology to say that Islam needs to be reformed. Reform what? And I'm telling you, reform what? And we're not talking out of emotions here. I'm telling you exactly what's happening. Islam needs to reform, which means what? This prayer, it's Friday, during work hours. What are you doing here? Islam needs to understand that you've got work for you to fulfill. We need to reform that. To the extent, you know what? Have the Friday prayers on Saturday. Have it on the weekends. Don't laugh about non-Muslims. I'm telling you, Muslims in Muslim countries are calling for this. Muslims in Muslim countries are saying, you know what? Shift the Friday prayer to Saturday. Shift the Friday prayer to Saturday, because that's when people are off. Okay, so what are we going to call Surah Al-Jum'ah? We're going to call it Surah Al-Sabt? The Friday chapter, we're going to call it the Saturday chapter? The other thing is, these 5 daily prayers, isn't that a bit too much? People are busy these days, just make it once a day. What's this hijab? We live in the 21st century. Like, you know, what's this hijab thing that you're talking about? Do you have to cover people? What's this thing about covering people, you know? Hijab, you know, take it out of your mind. And then it comes to other core issues in the Sharia. Why is it haram if you love someone? If you love someone, man, woman, same gender, opposite gender, whatever it is, why should you deprive someone from getting married to someone that you love? You know, we live in the 21st century here. Why Islam is so harsh in depriving people from sharing their love with other people that they love? Islam needs to be reformed. Islam needs to be reformed in many different ways, in many different things, in many this, that. And you hear a lot of things. And that's why in my last khutbah I was saying, subhanAllah, and I'm saying this out of experience, 20 years ago when we used to sit down with some brothers, or even sometimes some sisters, we used to try and convince them to pray. They were really convinced they have to pray, but now it's about what? You need to pray. Ikhwani, without any over exaggeration, now you need to convince people that prayer is part of your deen. Before, I know I have to pray, but I'm lazy. So you have to convince him, you know what? Get up, pray, don't be lazy, blah, blah, blah. Now you have to convince someone. You get young Muslims, 18, 19, 20 years old, they tell you, you know what? Convince me that I have to pray. Isn't it enough to have Allah in my heart? Sure, now we're becoming like the other religions. He's in my heart. As long as you have Allah in your heart, keep Him in your heart, but don't let Him outside. That's the push, keep Allah in your heart. Keep the love of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in your heart. But you don't have to showcase it. That love shouldn't come out, just live inside, keep it inside. Lock it in. You don't have to look like Muhammad, all these actions, beard. I'm not saying the beard is the most important thing in the deen. It is part of the deen, but there's a lot more important things that we've got in the deen. But you know, all these things, hijab, beard, this, that, salah. That's too much, just keep Allah in your heart. Isn't it enough just to say, I love Allah? Yeah, but Allah has obligations upon me too. In the past, we used to encourage people, ya akhi, fornication is haram. Homosexuality is haram. Having any form or any sexual engagement with someone else is haram unless in accordance to the Islamic marriage. So in the past, people believed it was haram. But it's about, ya akhi, haram fi, Allah Azza wa Jalla keep away from. Now, ikhwani, literally now, convince me, why is it haram? If I love him, he loves me, whether he or she, why Islam is depriving from fulfilling my emotions with someone that I love? I'm not humming, you know what? Now you have to convince people that it's haram, not convince them to stop the haram. You have to convince them that it's haram. And these are the thoughts, these are the sort of things that's coming into the minds of some people. And that's part of what? That core. Reform Islam. Islam must be reformed. Islam must change. Well, I'll tell you something from now. By Allah, even if we decide to change it, it's not going to change. Don't waste your time. It's unbreakable. Unchangeable. It's the book of Allah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had promised that He'll preserve. Let the entire world get together to try and make some changes in that. It will never, ever, ever happen. And you know what? And we will never change too. Because that's my deen. That's my religion. That's my deen, that's my religion, that's where I take my pride in my deen. In following the true teachings of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It's a choice between me listening to Allah Azza wa Jalla and listening to some bloke off the street. It's a choice between me following Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam or following some political leader. This is my deen. It will be very stupid by me for me to put any creation of Allah over the creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why my brothers in Islam, the key in countering this is seeking knowledge. The first revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon Muhammad, the one that doesn't read, Allah told him read. Have you ever thought of it? The first revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the first word that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had communicated with the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam was, read, recite to someone that doesn't read or recite. Why? Because that's the key in preserving your Islamic identity. And that's the key in protecting yourself. Knowledge. Seek knowledge. Be part of knowledge, ya ikhwan.
Every Muslim dreams to be up in Jannah. It pies person's destiny. Inshallah, in Jannah.